This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. White Houses in general, and this one in particular, when it's facing problematic news, like to have weeks, themed weeks, on the topic of this initiative or that. Branding of a kind. Think in just the past month or so of Infrastructure Week, of Jobs Week, Tech Week as well. This week is Energy Week for the Trump administration, with a series of events focused on building American energy dominance. The catch is, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports now from Washington, we're already doing pretty well there.
So what does it mean to be energy dominant? It's not really a common term. So I asked Eric Smith, associate director of the Tulane Energy Institute in New Orleans.
So I'm not quite sure what that means, but I think what it means is to give us the ability to successfully market our energy products, particularly the low-cost commodities, which ought to have a commanding role in the world economy.
Low-cost commodities like natural gas, which is cheap courtesy of the fracking boom. The U.S. is kind of already dominating the global energy market.
The United States has the world's largest reserves of coal, oil, and natural gas. We are now the world's largest oil and gas producer.
Myron Ebell is director of the Center for Energy and Environment at the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
These numbers are going to continue to go up. And as global demand for energy goes up around 2% per year, the United States is in a very strong position to become the major provider for that increased energy use around the world.
It was under the Obama administration that bans on exporting U.S. oil and gas were lifted. And really, global market forces dictate a lot more of what happens in the energy industry than what comes out of the White House, says Ed Herz. He's an energy economist at the University of Houston.
You know, it's very difficult to lead industry from Washington down when everything is based on profit margins, sales and revenues, infrastructures, investment.
So even if the Trump administration makes it easier to, say, drill in the Arctic, if it's not profitable, the energy industry will go its own way. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.